Unit 8
一，听说训练。一，听后选择。A， 听对话及对话后的问题，然后选择正确答案。这一题共有五个小题，每一小题你将听到一段对话及问题。听每段对话前，你将有五秒钟的读题时间。听完对话后，你会有五秒钟的答题时间。每段对话读两遍。
Number one. I usually call my friends if I have some news.
What a good idea! A phone call is a quick way to share news.
Question: How do the two speakers tell their friends news? I usually call my friends if I have some news.
What a good idea! A phone call is a quick way to share news.
Question.How do the two speakers tell their friends news? Number two. Robots are becoming more and more popular. We can't live without them.
That's right. If you feel lonely,They will talk to you.
Question. What will the robot do if you are lonely? Robots are becoming more and more popular. We can't live without them.
That's right. If you feel lonely, they will talk to you.
Question. What will the robot do if you are lonely?Number three. We use internet every day, but if it stops working, how will we talk?
Maybe by talking face to face.
Question. How will we talk if the internet stops working? We use internet every day, but if it stops working, how will we talk?
Maybe by talking face to face.
Question. How will we talk if the internet stops working? Number four. What do you think of sign language?
Actually,It's easy to understand.
Question. What does the boy think of sign language? What do you think of sign language?
Actually, it's easy to understand.
Question. What does the boy think of sign language?Number five. Hi, Adam, do you like sending a voice message?
Yeah, in this way, the receiver can hear it later.
Question. What will happen if you send a voice message? Hi, Adam, do you like sending a voice message?
Yeah.In this way, the receiver can hear it later.
Question. What will happen if you send a voice message?
B. 听下面一段对话，然后选择正确答案。这一节你将听到一段长对话，根据听到的内容完成6至8小题。在听该对话前，你将有15秒钟的读题时间。听完该对话后，你会有15秒钟的答题时间。该对话读两遍。
Number 6. Hello, robot. I'm having trouble communicating with people. I'm not sure how to express myself well.
No problem. If you speak slowly and clearly, people will understand you better.
But what if I'm nervous in front of many people?
If you write down your ideas first, you'll feel better. And if you practice with one friend every day, you'll get braver.
That sounds good. What if my friend lives far away?
Easy. If you make a video call, it's like talking face to face. If you only communicate with others by sending text messages, you might forget how to talk in real life.
Oh no. So what should I do?
Simple. If you meet friends in the park every weekend, you'll keep your talking skills strong.
Hello, robot. I'm having trouble communicating with people. I'm not sure how to express myself well.
No problem. If you speak slowly and clearly, people will understand you better.
But what if I'm nervous in front of many people?
If you write down your ideas first, you'll feel better. And if you practice with one friend every day, you'll get braver.
That sounds good. What if my friend lives far away?
Easy. If you make a video call, it's like talking face to face. If you only communicate with others by sending text messages, you might forget how to talk in real life.
Oh no. So what should I do?
Simple. If you meet friends in the park every weekend, you'll keep your talking skills strong.
二，听记转述。A， 听后记录。听录音，并根据所听到的内容完成9至13小题，每空一词。在听该短文之前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完短文后，你将有2分钟的时间检查答案，并将正确答案剪入相应的空白处。该短文读两遍。
Birds are lovely animals flying in the sky. In the future, if a bird wants to share something important, it can send secret messages. When friends aren't in the nest, small robot birds will help. If the birds have good internet, chatting becomes much faster. But if a bird misses the old times, it can also use traditional ways. Remember, if a bird spends too much time chatting online, it will get tired, just like people. Birds are lovely animals flying in the sky. In the future, if a bird wants to share something important, it can send secret messages. When friends aren't in the nest, small robot birds will help. If the birds have good internet, chatting becomes much faster. But if a bird misses the old times, it can also use traditional ways. Remember, if a bird spends too much time chatting online, it will get tired, just like people.
B. 听后转述，听上一段录音，然后做转述准备，并完成转述录音。现在看到的是上一节你记录的信息表，你将第三次听该段录音。听完录音后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Birds are lovely animals flying in the sky. In the future, if a bird wants to share something important, it can send secret messages.When friends aren't in the nest, small robot birds will help. If the birds have good internet, chatting becomes much faster. But if a bird misses the old times, it can also use traditional ways. Remember, if a bird spends too much time chatting online, it will get tired, just like people.
你的转述可以这样开始。
Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you something about birds in the future.
三，模仿朗读。听录音，模仿朗读下列短文并录音。听录音前，你将有40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。现在，请听录音。
Blind people communicate in many ways. One common way is through speech. They talk to others just like we do, using words to share thoughts and feelings. Blind people can write letters or take notes in Braille. Special apps on phones or tablets can read text aloud, so blind people can listen to messages and reply by speaking. Also, they use voice assistants to send emails or make calls. With these ways, blind people can communicate well and stay connected with others.